Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Let me read our text as we get going on a Tuesday. This is Genesis chapter 14, verses 21 through 24. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give the people to me and take the goods for yourself." Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, for fear you would say, 'I have made Abram rich.' I will take nothing except what the young men have eaten and the share of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their share." Yesterday, I gave you an overview of this event in the life of Abram. Today, I would like to begin our short journey verse by verse. Keep in mind the main point. What we learn here is that the king of Sodom makes a proposal, and he's right to do so. But Abram rejects the proposal with reason and with an exception. And now let's get to verse 21. This is the proposal. We have already read about what Abram did to rescue his nephew Lot, as well as the goods and the people of Sodom. And out of his gratefulness to Abram, the king of Sodom follows custom and essentially says, "As a token of my appreciation for what you have done for us, here, take all the goods and keep them for yourself. Just give me the people. This is how we will divide the spoils after the victory against those kings from the northeast." It makes sense the king comes to Abram with this proposal. He is right to do so. And it would have been natural and it would have made complete sense for Abram to say, "I agree." After all, he won the battle. He defeated the enemies of Sodom. He was due what was offered to him. But look at verse 22. Abram says, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth." Let me pause there. When Abram says, "I have sworn," this is the first time in the Bible an oath is made before holy God. Many people will take an oath before God, but Abram is the first, and Abram keeps his. He has committed and dedicated himself to the Lord, saying he will not accept such a gift as the one being offered by the king of Sodom. And we will come back to this. But do also note that Abram uses the language that he has learned from Melchizedek. "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth." It was Melchizedek that used this title for God, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. That was back in Genesis 14, verse 19. This is particularly noteworthy if my interpretation is correct, that Melchizedek was the pre-incarnate Christ. Jesus taught Abram to speak of God the Father as God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Jesus Christ, the master teacher, educating us on everything we need to know about God. It sure looks to me like he began that education here with Abram. You know, each one of us must learn from godly men and women in our own lives. Those who are more spiritually mature than we are, when we are with them, there's a lot we can learn about how to speak of God and of the honor and the glory due his name. We are wise to keep company with saints who will draw us closer to Christ. I've always savored conversations with men and women who have an intimacy with the Lord that I desire but need help in understanding how I can develop that with God. Sometimes these are people I know, and other times this happens through what one of them have written, and I can sit down and read. Recently, I've been working on my prayer life, which has needed a lot of work. And I chose to read a book slowly and intentionally that can assist me with this. The author is Joel Beakey, and the title is Taking Hold of God, Reformed and Puritan Perspectives on Prayer. And maybe I've already mentioned this to you, I cannot remember, but I thought of this again today because reading how these godly men through the centuries took a hold of God in prayer has taught me how to do the same. And that is what Abram did. One spiritually superior to him, that is Melchizedek, taught Abram that the Lord was God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And Abram used that to respond to the king of Sodom. Let us all learn from others how to walk with God. Again, the title of that book, available electronically, so you can get it right now, is Taking Hold of God, Reformed and Puritan Perspectives on Prayer by Joel Beakey, B-E-E-K-E. Taking Hold of God by Joel Beakey. Back in the text, Genesis 14, and let's continue with Abram's words. I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, for fear you would say, I have made Abram rich. Here, Abram denies what was rightfully his to have. He says no to keeping the goods of Sodom for himself, and he's wise to do so. It would have been very bad for Abram to in any way align himself with Sodom, because Sodom was a treacherously evil place. Just keep reading Genesis over into chapters 18 and 19. Here, Abram shows that he has the spiritual gift of discernment. He has ascertained that accepting the gift of Sodom's proposal is not what the Lord wants him to do. That private oath that Abram has sworn to God previously proves it. I am of the opinion that before Abram met with the king of Sodom, he had already decided quietly before God that he would not take any of the spoils of war offered to him. Whenever Abram swore that oath to God Most High, that was when he decided to reject the coming king's offer. And this, my friends, is why it is crucially important that you and I both spend time alone with the Lord, and that we use that time wisely. What is your schedule like? What is your rhythm for meeting with God? We are all so busy, or we think we are, and before we know it, the day is getting away from us. Where and when in that 24 hours, the same time allotted to each of us, have we bowed before our Lord and thought prayerfully about what is forthcoming that can be of a temptation to us? Have we asked the Holy Spirit to show us how to overcome that sweet whispering of the devil? So that we are prepared for rejecting that which is not of God? And can I say, that can be most difficult when what is not of God is not an obvious sin. We know the clear-cut sins written about on our hearts and in God's Word. But what happens when we are presented with something that requires discernment to know if it will be sin for us to do or not to do? Would it have been an obvious sin for Abram to accept the goods? No. But privately before God, Abram was able to discern that for him, in that specific situation, it would be wrong. And that is where life gets really tricky. And this is when we need to seek the Lord with all our heart. W. H. Griffith Thomas writes, quote, "It is always of great spiritual value, whenever the opportunity is afforded to us, to face probable contingencies beforehand and decide in the sight of God what we shall do if and when that event takes place." I believe those are wise words to us, and we should take heed. In my experience, Christians know what most tempts us. We are aware that the devil is in hot pursuit and closing in on us. But when we skip essential quiet time with the Lord, we become like sitting ducks for Satan and his demons. It becomes too hard to overcome temptation. If Abram had not previously decided on what he would do before he met the king of Sodom, then it makes it less likely he would have resisted the offer. But having worked this out before God privately and previously, now Abram has the resolve to say no. How is your resolve? How is mine? How are we using those precious moments with God in quiet meditation and prayer? And how might that prepare us for what's coming? I trust you will give this some honest thought. Sometimes, maybe most times, we have to deny ourselves what is rightfully ours to take. There is no higher or greater example to us than Jesus. He spent his earthly life denying himself, and he commands us. Not only teaches us, not asks us, not urges us, no, he commands us to deny ourselves. Were the goods, these spoils of war, rightfully Abram's? Yes. Did he take them? No, he did not take them. What is rightfully yours today? Is there something you are entitled to, but the Spirit of God is commanding you to refuse? What will you do? I have certainly had to deal with this in my life. All believers do. I hope that, like me, you will find our father Abraham is an encouragement to you in this regard. As we close, let me read Abram's words again. Listen to how emphatic he is with the king. I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours. Will we be this emphatic with what God wants us to refuse? Join me again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.